With the main news at 13 hours, my name is Mikado Munenga. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it has resolved to engage the registrar of societies regarding concerns raised on the registration of political parties, including failure to update office bearers following last week's engagement with political parties. ECZ's Chief Electoral Officer Brown Cassaro says the Commission has also resolved to engage the Office of the Attorney General on the requirement that a person contesting for presidential election must have been ordinarily a resident in Zambia, including clarification on the period of residency required. In a statement, Mr. Cassaro says the Commission will also restrict future meetings with political parties to invitations limited to credible political parties in order to avoid unnecessary disruption. On other resolutions, Mr. Cassaro says verification of grade pro certificates for candidates participating in the 2026 general election will continue to be conducted by the Examinations Council of Zambia, ECZ. Mr. Cassaro further stated that for the pre-processing of the 100 supporters, political parties and independent candidates must formally write to the Commission expressing interest in having their supporters processed in the provinces, adding that those wishing to have their supporters pre-processed must pay the presidential nomination fee by 29th of April 2026. He has also disclosed that the Commission will review the nomination fee for members of parliament, mayors, council chairpersons and councillors, and will communicate a decision by 30th of April 2026. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has disclosed that it is taking a keen interest in reported irregularities in the procurement process for the school feeding program following concerns of possible mismanagement of funds. Speaking during the first quarter media briefing this morning, ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma said all public procurement, including the sourcing of materials under the school feeding program, is subject to the mandatory electronic government procurement system and must comply with provisions of the Public Procurement Act unless authority is granted to deviate under specific circumstances. Ms. Ngoma further revealed that from the time the system was implemented up to 31st of March 2026, the electronic government procurement system recorded a total of 181,458 tenders and registered 97,677 suppliers, reflecting increased uptake among stakeholders. She added that in the first quarter of 2026 alone, 18,994 tenders were published by 533 procuring entities, while 2,388 new suppliers were registered on the platform as the authority intensified efforts to promote transparency and efficiency in public procurement. Meanwhile, Ms. Ngoma says 36 procurement cancellation reports were reviewed during the period, with the most common reasons for cancellations including bids exceeding allocated budgets, pricing above market benchmarks, and persistent weaknesses in procurement planning and cost elimination, which contributed to delays in project execution. She says additionally, 20 contract termination reports were assessed with causes linked to non-performance and failure by contractors to execute work despite receiving advance payments.
The implementation is by the Ministry of Education. ZPPA exists to centralize public procurement to the extent that all procuring entities are supposed to run with their procurement processes from end to finish. However, where we see that there are issues that are coming up, issues that are topical, things like now the new feeding program, ZPPA is going to take a keen interest to ensure that we follow up and see how this feeding program is being conducted. In the first quarter of 2026, a total of 18,994 tenders were published on the electronic government system by 533 entities.
About 20 countries have expressed interest in importing beef products from Zambia under the Zambia Beef Export Project. Project manager Mishek Mulumba says engagements with the potential markets comprising three from the Middle East, 2 from Oceania and 15 African countries have reached advanced stages, with exports expected to commence soon. Dr. Mulumba has described the inaugural export of beef to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, as a major milestone in unlocking the country's livestock export potential. Speaking on the sidelines of the ongoing Luapula Expo in Mansa, Dr. Mulumba says Luapula province is strategically positioned to supply beef to the neighboring DRC. He added that the project has recorded significant progress in reducing cattle mortality from 12% to 7%, translating into about 200,000 animals saved annually.
The export has been good. As you might be aware, we did export to the DRC. And the other thing which people forget is this is a PPP, public-private partnership. We've had interest from three countries in the Middle East, from another two countries in Oceania, that is in the Indian Ocean, and then from one region in Africa, a whole region with about 15 countries. So all those are potential markets which we have yet to visit and to explore. Reducing the cattle mortality, we are saving more than 200,000 animals per year, and increasing the carbon load.
The Bankers Association of Zambia, BAZ, says the country's economic trajectory remains positive, citing key gains such as the drop in inflation to 7.1% in the first quarter of 2026, down from 11.2% at the close of 2025. Speaking during the BAZ and S&P Global Ratings Roundtable discussions in Lusaka today, under the theme Credit Lens on Zambia, Association Chairperson Mwindwa Siakalima noted that the kwacha has continued to appreciate from 22.1 per dollar at the end of last year to 19.1 as of yesterday, representing a 15% appreciation this year alone. Mr. Siakalima explained that these factors reflect government economic reforms across various sectors, including agriculture, mining, information technology and manufacturing. He further stated that despite challenges posed by conflicts in the Middle East, government reforms in the energy sector, such as the introduction of net metering and open access regulations, have also contributed to the improving macroeconomic environment. Mr. Siakalima has since commended government for its management of the fiscal space and overall economic environment, noting that improved country risk ratings are expected to bring benefits including restored investor confidence, reduced borrowing costs, currency stabilization, validation of reforms, and increased access capital.
The country's economic trajectory has been a positive one, based on economic gains as measured by factors such as inflation, that has dropped to 7.1% in March of 2026, coming within the target bands of 6 to 8% from 11% at the end of 2025. And the kwacha has appreciated to 19.1 kwacha per US dollar as of yesterday, compared to 22.5 kwacha at the end of the year last year. So what we are seeing here is a currency appreciation, ladies and gentlemen, this year alone of 15%.
In global news, French ambassador to South Africa, David Martinman, has called for South Africa to remain fully included in all G20 engagements amid growing diplomatic tensions over the country's recent exclusion from major global forums. The controversy follows a decision by U.S. President Donald Trump to bar South Africa from attending a G20 summit scheduled to take place at his Miami area club in December, a move that drew criticism in international circles. South Africa was also not invited to participate in the upcoming G7 summit set for June, hosted by France. The BBC reports on other stories.
At least three container ships are reported to have been targeted by gunfire in the Strait of Hormuz as Iran continues to impose restrictions on the key waterway. The BBC has verified two vessels, one Greek-owned and the other owned by a UAE-based company, that have separately come under attack by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. A new report says Colombian mercenaries backed by the United Arab Emirates helped Sudanese paramilitary fighters capture the city of Al-Fasha last year. The chief investigator says this is the first research that proves UAE connections to the rapid support forces with certainty. The International Criminal Court has dismissed an appeal by the former